Okay, now in our Dream Team interview, he's going to head over to Marshall and talk with Marshall girls coach Paul Alberson. And coach, you got a couple players on the Dream Team. Let's talk first of all about senior Hannah Pomerenke, and she's a special ball player, isn't she?
She really is. Just a coach's dream. Great kid. Great to be around. Plays the game the right way. I think that sums it up best. She's just a coach's dream type of player.
And Hannah, not just a good basketball player, she's a good all-around athlete, isn't she?
She's one of the top tennis players in the state, made all-conference, all-district in that, I believe, numerous years. And then she goes over to the track side of things, and she runs a lot of distance for us and competes very well in that. And we were just talking about this the other day. Can't quite get ahead of what her sister's time was in the 2 mile, but she's working hard at it.
I had a chance to watch Hannah play basketball, and not only a good basketball player, I could also tell she's definitely a team leader on the floor for the Owls.
She really is. The way that she plays the game, you know, there's not a stat out there that's going to just jump out and scream at you. She's very much a team player, but you look at her size, and she was second on her team in rebounds. I mean, she was right there pushing Emma for the lead for that. She was second on the team in scoring, up there in assists. I think she was second on the team in assists. You know, she's just a very balanced player. She led the team in steals and deflections. She's very active. And the biggest thing for me is she plays the game the right way. You know, every second she's on the court, she's giving you 100%. You never have to question her work ethic, and she's the same way at practice. Just a great leader that I've been blessed to coach and get to watch grow up.
Do you know her plans for the future? I know she's also a very good student. Does she plan to continue any type of athletic involvement at the college level?
Not at this point. I know she is planning on going to MU next year. You know, I'm sure she'll find something to keep herself active, but to play at the collegiate level, I don't believe so right now.
Okay, your other Dream Team player, junior guard Kate Donnell. And Kate, pretty good bringing the ball down the court, pretty good outside shooter. She's got a lot of skills too, doesn't she?
Right, and you know, you go back to last year, and she's a great shooter for us. She's very clutch. You know, there's no moment too big for Kate. She's willing to take that last second shot to win a ball game, you know, and it doesn't seem to faze her. You know, this year we had to ask her to step outside of her comfort zone a little bit. She had to help bring the ball up the court, kind of play a new role for us. Still didn't stop her from taking, I think she took 3 or 4 game-winning shots for us this year. I mean, and they were legitimate game-winning shots, and she hit all but one of them. She missed a game winner against Moberly or to take the lead anyway. But, you know, she's just a clutch player. She's our bulldog. You know, there's no moment too big for her. We can always count on her to have herself ready to go. She deals with a hip injury that kind of slows her down defensively. You know, I'm a defensive-minded coach, and I have to try to keep that in mind sometimes with watching her. And, you know, we talk about it's much more important for her to be on the court than to do something crazy and get herself hurt. And, you know, appreciate how hard she works to keep herself out there. She battled some concussion symptoms this year, missed a few conference games for us. She was all conference for us last year. I believe that held her up this year where she missed 3 conference games and didn't quite make all conference this year. But, you know, she'll bounce back. She'll have a great senior season. She's a great kid. I love being around her. Again, you know, she's one that I've coached since 3rd grade and get to watch her grow up. And at our awards banquet, they gave me they made a little book, you know, of all the memories we've had since these kids were in 3rd grade, 3rd and 4th grade. And it's just nice to look back and reminisce and see that I've been able to be a part of these kids' lives for a long time. And it goes much beyond basketball.